This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We can't judge people's harm or grief or impact or experiences based on their politics. Because I work for President Trump, I'm any less harmed because Brett Kavanaugh was nominated by President Trump. The claim that he has denied is true is any more true. You have to really think through that, because when people look through their partisan lenses at fundamentally non-political, non-partisan issues, that I think is where the trouble begins.
There's a growing consensus in the Senate that when the FBI's investigation is complete, the findings should be released publicly, with any personal information redacted. Why are our Republican colleagues so afraid of making this public?
That was Senator Chuck Schumer. Before that, Kellyanne Conway, different points of view, talking about Kavanaugh. As always, lots has been written, lots has been talked about. The president and taxes, that's another big story. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Joining us now right at the top is Justin Duckham from Talk Media News from Washington, D.C. Justin, I say this all the time, but boy, you must be one of the busiest men in D.C., or actually all the media is, because it's just such crazy insanity. But let's start with Kavanaugh before we talk about Trump and his past and his dad and the taxes. Trump was asked about Brett Kavanaugh, everywhere he goes, he is. At one point during the day, he said, "I don't even know him." And then at one point, he said, "It's a damn sad situation." And he mocked Dr. Ford and kind of took on the whole Me Too thing. He was mocking the beer, that she said she had one beer, that kind of thing. And so it is, he said, she said, and the FBI is investigating. And the conversation is, who has the FBI contacted? What's going on with that investigation? What's the latest that you know?
Well, we are getting reports that it could end as soon as tomorrow, coming in a little bit shorter than what we initially expected, which was the 1 week limited scope that we were initially told. We do know that they have spoken with a number of people. They have spoken to Mark Judge and other witnesses, and now it's basically just a waiting game to see what exactly the results are going to be and how much of it we're going to see be made public. Yesterday, the president was pressed on this during the press conference in the Oval or in the Rose Garden, and he basically avoided that question over whether or not the results are going to be made fully available. If this does go to lawmakers, which it most likely will, since this is being done on their behalf in order to give them a decision, it's likely it will come out. But there's still some questions over whether or not people will be getting the full account of what exactly the FBI looked at. You know, we do know that the vote for this is going to be taking place a little bit later this week. According to Mitch McConnell, quite likely on Sunday, due to the procedural steps that they still need to take, and, you know, sort of the arcane rules of the Senate and whatnot. But this does not look like it's going to be slowing down. Momentum does seem to be moving in the favor of Kavanaugh. We've seen a renewed effort from the administration as well as others on Capitol Hill to push back against some of the allegations. You know, as you mentioned, Trump today used that as a rallying cry during the campaign event he had this evening, and that seems to be a mood that's shared by a lot of other people on the Hill who are now sort of adopting, if not the tone, at least sort of a similar message. So, you know, anything could change before the results officially come forward, but as it stands right now, it looks like it's going to be a tight vote, but one that's going to be moving forward and one that I guess sort of the safe money is saying that there's a good chance that Kavanaugh could very well be confirmed.
And that could happen Friday or even Saturday, right?
I believe not Friday, but Saturday or Sunday, I think, is when that would be moving forward based on the time restraints that are, you know, required for debate and bringing individual items forward. But if the report does come in sooner than we expect, that could be moved up. But from what we were getting from McConnell today, it looks like it's probably going to be taking place over the weekend.
Wow. And then this other big bombshell, the New York Tax Agency is looking at whether or not they're going to investigate after this report that the president's family built his wealth, his father, Donald Trump's father, through tax avoidance schemes and fraud, and to the tune of a ton of money, saying, I guess at one point in the report, that when he was 3 years old, he was getting a salary of $200,000. And an attorney for the president called the report 100% false and highly defamatory. This is a big, big story, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, there are a couple avenues that they can take on this. One of the big ones is that it looks like there were a number of tax schemes that were enabled by Trump and his family to avoid basically a myriad of charges. That includes transferring money in order to avoid a 55% inheritance tax that would have been placed on Fred Trump's wealth at the time, along with just a lifetime of, moves that have been taken. Some that the New York Times said were pretty much equivalent to fraud. Others were pretty much routine strategies to limit the taxes. And then in the bigger political picture, this also goes against the depiction of Trump as a self-made billionaire. On the campaign trail and throughout his biographies, he has really emphasized the fact that he received a small loan from his father, saying at one point that it was about $1 million. We now know that that's just not the case, and that there was a lot more money flowing from Fred Trump's coffers to his son than we were initially led to believe. So that really pushes back heavily against how Trump has cast himself in the public eye for decades. And, certainly bruises that that depiction of himself. Whether or not that's something that's going to actually have any impact, that remains to be seen. He is sort of like Teflon and can bounce back from these things. And, there's been a number of challenges to how much money he actually has and other claims that he makes. But this is a pretty big blow.
Yeah, I'd say it is too, and you're right, because that has been asked many times, and nobody knows. Where others have revealed their taxes, he hasn't done that, so that's always been something that's been a big question mark and a curiosity, absolutely. Besides that, the other thing is NAFTA, that whole thing a couple days ago, boom, it's the replacement. The USMCA has made some interesting moves, and there's been good reaction to that in D.C., right, amidst all these minefields.
Yeah, the main concern leading up to this was that there was not going to be an agreement with Canada, and that could certainly make it a lot more difficult to move forward and also to have anything that would actually be an adequate replacement for NAFTA. That no longer seems to be the case. The president is treating this as sort of a victory lap. He has been very eager to talk this up and to portray this as not just an overhaul of NAFTA, which frankly it is, but as sort of an entirely new trade deal, one that's the biggest in history. This is something that the president is pretty confident that is something that can be passed through Congress and also be a boon for Republicans running in the 2018 midterm. So we're just keeping an eye on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next on ATN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Come away with me in the night.
Let me tell you what I can tell you will certainly happen. We'll get an FBI report soon. It'll be made available to each senator, and only senators will be allowed to look at it. And that's the way these reports are always handled, these background checks from the FBI to the Judiciary Committee. And we'll be voting this week.
Say we didn't know that Judge Kavanaugh has written that essentially President Trump is above the law and shouldn't be bothered with any investigations. Say we didn't know what he had said about a woman's right to choose or health care, any of the other issues that are affected by decisions of the Supreme Court.
All right, so that's Nancy Pelosi, obviously big-time Democrat, and before that Mitch McConnell, big-time and majority leader in the Senate. Mitch McConnell, both of them have been around the game of politics for a long time, have gone through these hearings, you know, in other words, the fallout from them, the conversation about it, etc., but not like this. So Kavanaugh, in op-ed pieces, in neighborhoods, in conversations all over the place, it certainly is what everybody's talking about, really, honestly. And it's just like sports. Some say yay, some say nay, some say it's ridiculous. Will we ever all pass the scrutiny test if we went back through our lives to when we were in college and younger than that in high school? And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that happened, or it's exaggerated. Some say it's pathetic and awful and sickening and wrong and denigrates women. And you can find this conversation, both sides of this conversation, happening everywhere, right? the latest greatest of the hits, because this, like I said, this is it. This is the song that we've been singing now for really over a week, is exactly what you heard about the FBI investigation. McConnell talked about it. So many of the senators want at least parts of the FBI report on the nominee released. That's the latest. Shouldn't it be released? Shouldn't people be able to see this? Senior Republicans are pretty confident that the FBI's investigation is just going to clear him, exonerate Kavanaugh of the accusations of misconduct, and they want to air that publicly when they push through for a final confirmation vote, and certainly that makes sense. Normally, the FBI report would go into Kavanaugh's background file at the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is a treasure trove, or, pardon me, a vault of information that only senators and a select few of aides would have access to. But a growing number of senators from both parties say some version of the report, or at least the summary, needs to be made public, considering its newsworthiness. Senator John Thune from South Dakota, the number three Republican, said he expects that in these circumstances the report would be made public. Another Republican, Tom Tillis from North Carolina, who sits on the Judiciary Committee, said he would have no issue with at least a summary of it being made public. So why don't we just explain what it means so people don't draw these conclusions? They gather information. It's left up to us to draw the conclusions. So, of course, why not release it? I mean, honestly, why not? And we know the deal here. We're talking about three people. And I'll say it again because numbers are important. We do a segment usually a couple times a week on numbers. We can count. So we know this. We can count this. There has to be a minimum 50 votes in the Senate to have Kavanaugh confirmed to the Supreme Court. The swing votes are Senator Susan Collins from Maine, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, both Republicans, Jeff Flake, a Republican, of course, Arizona. And they're all reserving their final judgment on Kavanaugh until the FBI is finished. The lean is that Flake will lean in his direction, and who knows really about the other two, saying one thing, don't know, not really releasing their thoughts. So it is a question of when they take the vote. The public will get access to this report, I believe it, or a summary or whatever. I can't imagine. It won't be. When the FBI investigated sexual harassment claims against now Justice Clarence Thomas by Anita Hill, the final report didn't leak. But NPR got a four-page affidavit from Hill in which she alleged years of harassment by Thomas and published the information, and that forced the committee to hold a second round of hearings to address the accusations. And then we know how it all ended up in the end. So Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, is signaling caution about all this, saying that the senators will have access to it, and reiterated, and you heard it, that's what he said, the Senate will vote. Dianne Feinstein, the committee's top Dem, said that the report can't be released and said, I don't know what's going to be in it, and after that, we'll find out. So they're going to be, all the senators want to be briefed by the FBI. And they say at least 24 hours before senators take a procedural vote to advance the nomination. So it could be the weekend, could be Saturday, could be Sunday, before we know, you know, again, what happens with this. And then once he gets in, I mean, if he is approved, then you know, the beat goes on. But what if he is not? What if he is not confirmed? And then what happens then? There is a list, of course. I mean, there's always been a list. There's a list of people who are being considered for that position, and the list would be bumped up. Whoever the next name is on the list, and there are certainly a slew of them. We've talked about them in the past as to who would that be. And if you look, since 1980, Supreme Court nominees who were eventually confirmed waited an average of about 42 days before a hearing and 70 days from nomination to confirmation. So the current justices on the bench, saw this great story in the Washington Post about these numbers, on average, 48 days for hearing, 72 overall. So if Republicans keep the Senate in November, they have two extra years to confirm a nominee. So a whopping 10 of the Democrats represent states that voted for Trump in 2016. So if we're looking at the lean and where it goes, and you look at the short list of potential nominees, Kavanaugh was the most conservative, according to some, according to specifically Judicial Common Space System, because they do all this political science research, and then they take into account these scores. So they would put him up there as more conservative in the way it would, you know, he would lean. But what does it mean if that doesn't happen? And like I said, the list is long. And if you go by what Judicial Common Space, their system they've put together, Clarence Thomas would be the most conservative. Brett Kavanaugh, if he was a Supreme Court justice, would be second. Sam Alito would be third to that. And then you go on from there. One of the nominees is Amy Coney Barrett, who also would be an incredibly conservative judge. Or there's Raymond Kethledge, who's on the list, also would be super conservative. The most leaning toward the middle would be Thomas Hardiman, and they were all on that short list of nominees. And of course, anything can happen, and this fight over Kavanaugh is intensified. There's confusion about the limits of the FBI investigation and what's redacted, and would he be confirmed if it showed he lied to the Senate? And again, it's a toss-up. I think it's a toss-up at this point. But I mentioned this the other night. If I were crunching my own unofficial numbers, I would say, you know, we've got 34 days, well, 33 days until Election Day. We have 91 days until the new Congress. And looking at this process, Jeff Flake, to me, I think, votes for Kavanaugh, and perhaps Collins and Murkowski as well. I say it's really 60% that he gets confirmed, 40 that he doesn't. So those are better odds than some are giving, or some are saying they think it's already a done deal. But at least the process happened, and I think that was the key thing that has to happen here. You have to have the process, because then you can say you did the process. We went to the FBI. We did that. The FBI investigated. Here's who they interviewed. Here's the conversations. Here's the witnesses. All of that. So then there's no gearing up to say, well, we didn't do it. We didn't do the due diligence on this thing. The due diligence is trying to be done now, right? And is it long enough for an FBI investigation? Boy, you can't get that information out of the FBI, and trust me, I try. I do have a friend of a friend with a very tight connection to the FBI, and they're not saying much because they don't want a leaky ship, let's put it that way. We come back on the flip side. We're hitting your thoughts as we go to the mailbag here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump went to Mississippi to stump for Senator Cindy Hines-Smith, who was appointed to fill out the term of the retired Thad Cochran. He told the crowd it was important to vote to to expand the Republicans' narrow majority in the Senate.
A real majority, not a majority of one. Literally, if somebody's sick, it's like we have to postpone votes.
Officials are looking over a suspicious envelope addressed to President Trump, which bears the same date as two resin-painted letters that were sent to the Pentagon. The Secret Service says the suspicious envelope was intercepted before reaching the White House. They say it's being seriously investigated. The other letters were addressed to the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, and the Chief of Naval Operations. Both letters tested positive for ricin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag. A ton of you reacted to some of the top stories on the day, so I thought we'd make it very newsy. I got this one from Jake in Austin. He says, yo, Kate Delaney, did you see this whole thing about ricin detected in these letters sent to the Pentagon? I sure did, and it made me think of what happened after 9/11. This also happened, somebody was targeting Obama at one point. Remember, there was a lot of crazy things that have happened with ricin. So there was a suspicious substance that was suspected to be ricin. If you open that thing, you get enough of it in, it's just toxic. It could kill you. And certainly, in the form of a powder, a pellet, or a mist, or whatever, it's deadly. So if it's ingested and injected, inhaled, and letters sent to the Pentagon, prompting the investigation, all that mail going through, all the whole thing that you have to, you know, deal with when the ricin, when you have the fear of ricin, is with envelopes and with the poison, and think of where they were identified. One was addressed to Defense Secretary James Mattis, and in the mail sent to Trump and to the Pentagon. And it's tested positive. So it is freaky. when that happens. But this is why they check everything and go over anything that's sent. It's not, you know, it's not like, oh, we live in this world. Well, hey, Mr. President, here's your mail, and his assistants go through it, and oh, this is a clever note. No. I mean, who knows if even most of that even reaches them because of stuff like this. But it's good that they were able to snag it before, I don't know, it reached somebody and did release the toxicity that would have been perhaps deadly, or at least would have been an incredible health risk to whoever would have been, whoever would have touched it. So, yeah, awful. All right, so let's move to another timely story connected, besides the FBI testing the suspicious letters sent to the White House and the Pentagon. The president and the whole tax situation, got a couple of letters about that. I say letters, emails. Al Gore invented the internet, so thanks to him, I got all this email. So this one was from Big Al, who says, Kate, it's been a while, but sister, I've been listening to you through the miracle of TuneIn Radio. I heard you say that one night, and I heard somebody else say that you said that one night. So I went, I subscribed, and that's how I listen to you when I'm not doing that third shift thing. What is the scoop on the Prez and his daddy-o funding his money train? Wow. All of those allegations of possible fraud, it must make him shudder. It makes me shudder to think that that perhaps was going on and we had no idea what the art of the deal really was all about. And I'm not a Trump basher, but wow, just craziness, huh? Well, here's what we know. New York's tax peeps, the regulators, are reviewing what they think is fraudulent tax activity involving his family. And the New York Times published an investigation into Trump, his siblings, his father, methods they used to lessen the tax burden on the fortune the kids got from their father. And so how did he do it? Giving Trump money when, you know, $200,000 salary when he was 3 years old, this is allegedly. So the tax department's reviewing the allegations in the article, and they're pursuing all of the avenues to investigate. Under state law, the tax department has the authority to investigate tax fraud. Of course they do, but would have to refer any findings to a prosecutor if there was anything that was criminal, right? Now, here's the thing. I bet time is not on the side of the state, because I started to think about this and called up a buddy that's a lawyer and knew this in my head, that, you know, you have a criminal statute of limitations. So civil penalties don't have that. So if there was $1 billion that was buried fraudulently through all these different means, through, you know, kids, babies that were just born or whatever, then the tax burden for gifts, inheritance payments to the children, that Fred Trump, his dad, then that would set up Donald Trump. But civilly, criminally, no. I mean, the statute of limitations would have to be up by this. But, you know, he probably certainly at the younger age he wasn't involved in it. What did he know? And so the lawyer released a statement saying, look, affairs are handled by Trump family members who weren't experts themselves. So they relied upon the professionals to ensure compliance with the law. And that's what would be said. So how ugly, though, would it get? And where would they press to get the money? Somewhere, certainly. And what does it all mean? Again, definitely, because I know there's some people saying, oh, criminal, you know, no. It would have to be, there's no way. That statute of limitations would have to be up, so there you go. There was somebody else that said something about this. This one was from Joan, who said, oh, of course, not paying taxes, family hides the money. Isn't it too bad the rest of us couldn't do that and not have to pay our taxes? Always the wealthy get the biggest breaks, even if it's hook or crook. And then I got this one from Mac, who said, Kate, I know you were following what happened with the Laquan McDonald killing, and I was listening to the police officer testify on Tuesday in his murder trial for the shooting death of McDonald, and he said he acted in self-defense. What do you think happens here? Well, if I looked into my trial crystal ball, I would tell you it doesn't look good. So this happened, his time just flies. This happened in 2014, and McDonald was 17, and the video is, of course, awful. It set off a huge conversation that was continuing about what's going on. What Van Dyke said is his face had no expression. His eyes were just bugging out of his head. He had these huge wide eyes just staring right through me. Police were called to the south side the night of the shooting on reports of suspected breaking into trucks and stealing radios. So when they got there, they saw McDonald with what they thought was a knife with a 3-inch blade. The police dashboard cam video of it showed that was forced by court order to be made public, showed that McDonald, it looked like McDonald holding the small knife, was walking away from the officers toward a chain link fence when he was fired on. The autopsy revealed that he had the teenager did have a history of mental illness and had some PCP in his bloodstream. Van Dyke on the stand got emotional and tears were flowing, had an hour-long testimony, and he said McDonald raised his knife from his side to his shoulder as he approached him, and the other officers said something that police dash cam of the video doesn't show. So that's the thing. The angle of the video doesn't show any of that. And the police officer is saying it's the angle of it. He's saying that's what it is. And he opened fire within 6 seconds of getting out of his car. Within 1.6 seconds, because they have all the ballistics and timing of this, etc., he was on the ground, and that was it. He was gone. He never got up again. So, and he fired at him continuously, 16 shots. So what the assistant state prosecutor is saying is he could have ended that the minute he hit the ground, and he didn't. And what he kept saying is he saw him continue to grasp the knife, and he refused to let it go. So that's what that was about. And it's not looking good for him. It's not. And it was a tragic event, terrible for the McDonald family. And it really ignited a firestorm in Chicago, but elsewhere too, about, hey, what's going on with this? This is why we have this dash cam video, and what do you think you see, or what is happening? And this, especially the 16 shots, the point taken, he hits the ground, he's on the ground, and that's it. But you keep on firing. So I do think he's going to do jail time. How much, what happens, I'm not sure. Let's see what the rest of the evidence is. They're using the prosecutors and, what that ultimately tells us, I guess. All right, so here's another one. This one is from Joe, and Joe says, hey, Kate, what did you think of Amazon raising the minimum wage for their workers to $16 an hour? Wow. Other people are going to have a hard time with the minimum wage employees if that money keeps rolling in that direction. Amazon can afford it, and I love how Amazon or Jeff Bezos says others should follow suit. Easy for him to say when the money is just continuously flowing in. We're seeing that. We're seeing it in other places, depending on the state. We're seeing that minimum wage number go up. So, yeah, I mean, why do they do that? They need a ton of employees. So that's part of the reason of raising that number, to keep some of those employees so that they can have people, because that business has exploded, and especially we're at holiday time, so they can fulfill all those orders. Even that Prime, they turn things around so quickly. It's crazy. Coming up next, we're going to the man cave. Hang with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal,
will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Going to the man cave.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The man cave means... And it's the She Cave, too, by the way, so don't feel left out if you're a woman listening to this show. At least we're going to talk a little sports here. And a big reminder coming up on our next show, don't forget, in the first hour, last segment of the first hour, we do that Nail the Score thing, and you can win some wonderful prizes. And I'm going to pull someone's name to send them a prize. Who will it be? It could be Sharon in Maine, Pete in Texas, Stan in Texas. Who knows? Could be anybody. But it's fun to do that thing. It's fun to nail the score. Pick the game of the week. You pick which side and who's going to win. So speaking of who's going to win, there's going to be some bleary-eyed people in Chicago and Colorado going to work if they are not on the third shift and they're not listening to the show right now. The Rockies and the Cubs are tied at one, top of the 13th in their postseason game, the start of the postseason, the National League wild card game. So check this out. Javi Baez is a guy that tied it up in the eighth inning. So saving the Cubs, perhaps. And like I said, it thrills the fans, but who knows what happens? Who knows what happens here in this game? Because this is the longest game to be played at Wrigley in the postseason anyway. Yeah, longest game. How does the rest of the world shape up as far as baseball is concerned? Because now that we're in the postseason, Well, this is what it looks like. Tomorrow you have the A's and the Yankees to start their wild card game. They'll have their wild card game at Yankee Stadium. Then you've got the NLDS Game 1, the Braves and the Dodgers. And that's in Los Angeles. And it's interesting, the Dodgers really backdooring into this in a way, because the NL West to me was so competitive. Arizona doesn't even get in, and Colorado in a dogfight. And then, you know, ultimately the Dodgers claim the big prize. Yasiel Puig, one of their big hitters, had this to say about the World Series and the Dodgers.
I have 6 years in this thing, and every year the thing is better and better. That's the reason we're in the postseason for the sixth time straight, and we're going to win. I promise you, baby!
All right, we're going to win, I promise you. Well, we'll see, because you've got this series, and oh yeah, you've got this really hot team in the Braves that you're meeting. But they are at Dodger Stadium, so nice to start out that way. Remember, they went to Game 7 against the Houston Astros last year and lost the World Series. How about the Texas-Oklahoma matchup? In college football, there's tons of rivalries, and the Red River rivalry is a very big one, my friends. Tom Herman has gotten Texas Longhorns into great position, finally, after his, this is his second year, but there's always a lot of pressure to turn around and make things happen quickly. So Tom Herman knows that this is a big one because the Texas X's club and everybody else who went to the University of Texas and the kids that go there, they have high expectations, and there is something about a rivalry game. Here's what he had to say about the big matchup with the Sooners coming up this weekend.
We're going to need to play our best at all times for us to stay competitive in this game. But as we proved last year, I think if we do, our best is good enough to be competitive. We understand the passion and history and importance of this rivalry for both states, for both universities, for college football.
For college football. Yeah, and it is about rivalries. He's 100% right about that. The Lakers have really entered into a new era. Why? Because they have the greatest basketball perhaps in history playing now officially for their team. LeBron created a lot of buzz and thrilled the fans in his home debut. Here's what he had to say about hitting the court as a Laker.
What does it mean to you to play your first game at Staples Center with the Lakers?
It's a new beginning. It's a new start. It's a new excitement for myself. So.
All right, so there was excitement. James stepped onto the court, and the place went crazy. It's just a wall of cameras and reporters lined up. And, you know, this is a preseason game against the Denver Nuggets. Typically not a big deal, let's say. Outside of the Staples Center, there's a Nike ad of James dunking that ran down the side of the building. Inside, you could hear the buzz, and the arena was just trippy, they say. So the crowd got a big highlight when LeBron James threw down a dunk in transition with 3 minutes and change on the clock in the first quarter. Boy, if you've ever seen him do this live, it is thrilling to see that. Woof. Luckily, I've seen him play several times, and it is crazy. I don't even know how you do that. I don't know how he goes aerial the way he does. So it's a new time for the Lakers. They want it to be like sort of a showtime again, I guess, is the way to say that. But the NBA is in preseason. Same thing with hockey. Here we go. How do we get here? We're into the fall, whether the weather in some areas is cooperating with us or not. Let's put it that way. For the NFL, there are all kinds of things from the bad boy file to talk about, including this. The NFL has suspended Seattle Seahawks linebacker Michael Kendricks indefinitely. He pled guilty last month to federal insider trading charges. It was kind of shocking. Kendricks had been appealing the suspension. He's not scheduled to be sentenced until January 24th, when based on federal guidelines, he could be facing 30 to 37 months in prison. The Seahawks expected to receive word from the NFL on whether Kendricks would be available for Sunday's game at home against the unbeaten Los Angeles Rams. So he was filling in for KJ Wright at weak side linebacker. Oh, how crazy is that? The Browns signed Kendricks as a free agent during the offseason. They released him in August after this insider trading thing. Seattle signed him while this Bobby Wagner was hurt, so which left the team without Wagner and Wright for its loss against Chicago on September 17th. He is a great ball player. He played for the Philadelphia Eagles when they won last year the championship, the Lombardi Trophy. But you know, he's going to do some serious time. If he pled guilty, they nail him, etc. Yeah, there's no wiggle room in this case. If you're talking about that, not a lot of wiggle room there, that's for sure. How about this? The Jets Isaiah Crowell gets his new endorsement deal that led to a crazy celebration. What he did was he did a touchdown butt wiping celebration, and it resulted in an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. I guess he is promoting a product called Dude Wipes, which is a toilet substitute paper for men. Come on, dude. Why are you kidding me with this? So that's why he did that, but it wasn't appreciated, that's for sure. So they didn't like it. So after the game, his coach really railed him and said it was inexcusable and that would never, ever happen again. Then because his mother even was asked about it, and she said, he's such a mild-mannered person. He doesn't do much celebrating. He doesn't go to extremes. Oh, I had a crowd of people in the house, and it just happened in the heat of the moment. I wish he hadn't done it. So the NFL fined him $13,369 for the Week 3 incident. And, yeah, you can't do that. If you remember, Minnesota Vikings wideout Randy Moss, a lot of people are talking about this, was fined $10,000 at the time he was with the Vikings for pretending to drop his pants and moon the crowd at Lambeau Field. You know, you throw football into the stands, you get fined $6,683. And Crowell did it twice against the Browns. So, that's the breaks. You get fined. I do not feel sorry for any of these players. He makes enough money that he can cover that. But I don't think he'll be doing that again because now everybody's looking out for it since he's endorsing the product. I used to say it was the No Fun League. Now I'm not so sure. So depending on the endorsement, we can expect those kind of antics. Wow. All right, that wraps up this hour of America Tonight. Thanks so much for listening to the show. As always, you can hit me up on katedelaneyradio.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.